The Order of Australia Honours System was set up in 1975 to recognise outstanding achievement and service by all Australians. But in the 44 years since then, only 30% of the gongs have gone to women. By contrast, during the past 2 years in New Zealand, the nation's made progress with equal representation of men and women in their awards. So why can't Australia keep up? Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Historian Janet McCalman was stunned to find out she was going to become a companion in the Order of Australia.
Obviously hugely flattered and very grateful to all the people who'd done the hard work of putting me there.
The University of Melbourne professor says she was also keenly aware she was in the minority. Nearly two-thirds of last year's Queen's Birthday Order of Australia Award recipients were men. And that's nothing new. Men have consistently received about 70% of the awards since the system was established in 1975. The director of the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, Libby Lyons, says the problem even extends to traditionally female-dominated industries.
The education industry maybe think that because they are female dominated, they don't have a problem. Well, actually they do. They have a huge problem.
Nearly 80% of the workers in education are women, but men made up 58% of the nominees in that field last year. Men are more likely to nominate other men for an award, but women are also more likely to nominate a man. However, Libby Lyons says there is hope. For example, the only nominee in mining last year was a woman.
It also is an indication of the work that the mining industry has been doing to attract women, to address the gender pay gap.
Carol Kiernan is the co-founder of advocacy group Honour a Woman. She says other countries are showing that equal representation on an honours list is possible.
New Zealand, the United Kingdom, they're really looking at how they can get more gender equality. And the United Kingdom has actually almost got to that point now. Theresa May made that a matter of importance for her to actually work on highlighting people in the community, and that's made a difference in the UK. So there's no reason why Australia can't look at that as well.
The New Zealand government has also made a concerted effort to boost the number of women. That's required leadership from the very top of government and efforts to help the community submit stronger applications. It's working. While women only made up 36% of names on an honours list in 2015, by last year they made up 56% of the Queen's Birthday list, and they've continued to make up half the recipients or more ever since then. New Zealand law professor Elizabeth McDonald was recognised last year for her pro bono work on sexual and family violence and with trans and intersex communities. She thinks Australia should be able to catch up.
Well, you'd like to think that 50% isn't that difficult.
Back in Melbourne, award recipient Janet McCalman says, as a historian, she remains optimistic that more women will be recognised in the years to come.
It will fix itself in time, as all sorts of other things have fixed themselves, but not through not doing anything.
Historian and companion of the Order of Australia, Janet McCalman, ending that report from Alexandra Beach.